You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. In this healthcare enrollment season, look closely. What you may find is something missing from your options. So-called PPO plans, preferred provider plans, which often cover specialized treatment, are disappearing, which means if, say, you're a cancer patient at a cutting-edge center like MD Anderson in Houston, chances are you're not going to be covered. In fact, Jenny Deem of the Houston Chronicle writes that in 2016, there no longer are any plans by any carrier for the Houston area on the federal exchange that cover MD Anderson. Jenny's a business reporter at the Chronicle who specializes in coverage of the healthcare industry. Why is this happening, Jenny?
Well, it's a little unclear. The PPOs have started disappearing a couple of years ago, and the last one in Houston was Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. Mm-hmm. And they announced in the summer that they were getting rid of them, that they were no longer sustainable. PPOs, with their wider range of networks and hospitals, often specialty care, are very expensive. And the insurance companies have said that they're no longer sustainable. So what they've done is shifted people both in the individual market and on the exchange to HMOs, which are usually less expensive, mm-hmm. but sometimes the downside for patients with specialized and complex medical needs is that they offer more limited coverage.
Something that struck me in your article on what's going on there in Houston was you profiled a cancer patient, one cancer patient in particular, who was told earlier by another doctor that she needed to start preparing for, you know, make end-of-life preparations. She then seeks help from MD Anderson, and she actually sees her situation improve from stage 3 to stage 1, and she has a cocktail of drugs and so on and so forth. So that told her that not all doctors who treat cancer are created equal, that she is, in fact, getting better care at MD Anderson. But now it's as if that carpet's being pulled out from under her. She no longer will have a PPO that will cover the costs as it once did. She's going to have to pay out of pocket. And the bill is astonishing, something like $10,000 a month for the medication she needs?
Correct. And since that article appeared, I've had just dozens of emails, many from other patients who tell the same story, that they specifically got an insurance plan that covered MD Anderson, that they are getting life-saving treatment at MD Anderson. And that's not to say that there's not great cancer treatment being offered at medical facilities that might be in a network or mm-hmm. in an HMO, but certainly in the woman that was profiled in the story, I mean, she's a pretty stark example of somebody who had been pretty much told, there's nothing more we can do for you. And she entered a clinical trial, highly experimental, at MD Anderson, and it worked. So people like that don't want to hear that cancer treatment is interchangeable.
She's, in a sense, her situation has been reduced to an actuarial calculation. Blue Cross Blue Shield, as my understanding, told an editorial board at the Houston Chronicle that last year they paid out something like $400 million more than they took in from premiums. And online, they've said that since the Affordable Care Act began, the market has changed. We found that the individual PPO plan was no longer sustainable at the cost it was being offered. So you pull back and you say, well, wait a minute, critics of the Affordable Care Plan said this sort of thing would happen. Is that what we're seeing?
Well, it's hard to reduce something that's complicated down to these political sound bites. On the one hand, it is true that at the beginning of the Affordable Care Act, there was a lot of talk about how if you like your doctor, if you like your plan, you can keep it.
Right.
That certainly has not come to pass. However, the question becomes exactly where does the fault lie? And, you know, the people